Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Okay, so he's in the building, this time in the flesh. So it's always so lovely to have you in studio, Leroy. Welcome back to the land of the living.
Hi, it's so nice to be back in dry
Leal. But you know these people, they're like this.
I now, when I speak, I tell people, you know what, I was in Cape Town. Yeah. So Cape Town. The weather up here is so dry, I like in Cape Town.
You must start pouting like they do.
I do, and I carry a bag with bricks because the wind almost blew me clean off the Atlantic seaboard. It was so bad. But I'm back. I'll be it for a while.
So, really? Yeah. I don't trust you. It's December. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, where will I go next?
You're going back. I know this about you. So, it's been a hectic week.
Yes, it has.
I have not watched a thing.
This time,
I have not watched. That's why you're here. So, you're going to have to tell us what we're watching this weekend because we need something to de-stress.
So, you know, politics really just seep into every part of our lives. Because even with our pick this week, Wicked, which is in theaters of tomorrow, so it's based off, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, you've got the Wicked Witch of the East and the West, etc. So here, it's so interesting because the actors in this movie have been Ndabamlonyeni in Zulu. In isiZulu, because people have been talking about the colorisms and the issues around it, because we've got it's so crazy. So you've got Cynthia Erio, who she's been the color purple. She is a O short of being an EGOT. So she has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. She's just waiting for an Academy Award. And it's so amazing how they pull together this extension of the origin story of the Wicked Witch of the West. So what you have is the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, has passed away, we think, at the end of The Wizard of Oz, but she actually comes back. And so we start seeing how she was born, how she was conceived, and how then she goes to the university, where she finds a friend in her arch nemesis, Glinda, the Wicked Witch of the East, or the Nice Witch of the East. And then we start seeing this weird idea of colorism, and because she has this green tinge to her skin, and we find out how these superpowers have been imbibed in her. It's an absolutely fascinating way to look at the extension of The Wizard of Oz. You know, I always say, and your origin story is just because we need more movies to be done, but this one I think was done tastefully, and the cast has been absolutely stellar. It's been making waves and has been given a nod for an Academy Award next year, so we are looking forward to that. And I mean, the cast is already so great. I mean, Cynthia was in The Color Purple on Broadway, so she's no stranger to, you know, big, well financed big powerhouse movie. But Ariana Grande comes in as Glinda, who is the arch nemesis turned friend to the Wicked Witch of the West. So it's very, very interesting, and it's nice for us who, I'm not a big Wizard of Oz fan, but I had to go back and watch because it was so interesting to see where this feud comes from. So it's in theaters right now, and yeah, please go watch it.
Okay, so this is good. Age group.
So this is one of the great ones where I would think it's actually for the older audiences, only because it's a very complicated story. It's very Marvel-esque, very DC-esque, because you start to see the origins of how she became a problematic human being, the fights she's had, how her father left, how she was raised, how then she was sort of put in the corner, and then she was carried through and finally made her way into school, because these weird tales of tolerance and intolerance that, you know, sort of color her life, you know, to excuse the pun. So it does need a bit of a mature audience to be able to see the subtext, but it's also interesting enough that, you know, the younger ones might just miss the deepness
the
of
other
it
nuances
all.
Regarding Us.
So Regarding Us is a very complicated story, but I think this is one of my favorite queer storylines because it really comes full circle, where I think mainstream theater is now understanding that, you know, movies and entertainment in general can be very layered, and we can start using differently able people and differently orientated people. So the story is very interesting. So Regarding Us is a story around this Catholic school teacher called Veronica, and she loses her job after fashion for one reason or another. And she goes home and decides that this is the day where she's going to end it all. So she has her mode of ending it all ready out, and then she gets interrupted by a guy who's like, you know those singing telegram guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this guy comes in with his daughter and they interrupt her attempt. But what happens is that in interrupting the attempt, a friendship is born between the father, Danny, mm-hmm. The daughter, Isabel, and Veronica, where, you know, Veronica plays a support role because Danny's partner, Adrian, is off somewhere, having left them together. So lots of, you know, normality in sort of unconventional relationships. So, you know, where Danny and Adrian are both same-sex male and raising this, you know, clearly an Asian child.
Yes.
And they're not Asian.
Yes.
But you also see how at school, Isabel has a friend who she thinks is trans.
Mm.
And we now have to ask, you know, what do you mean? Mm. Why do you think, whereas, you know.
So they're dealing with a lot of those themes, right?
But in a very comfortable way, okay. In that we don't zone in so much. It's almost a, you know, it's almost a commonplace as in you're dealing with a child with curly hair.
Got
and
you.
You're a child with, you know, straight hair. It's not so much about the orientation as about the difference. You're do different
you,
from me.
Do you think some of these things, it takes little steps,
yeah.
Right, to move a needle.
Yeah.
Do you think this is one of those that's
I
going
think,
to help move the needle a bit?
I think so. And I know, you know why? And you say this all the time. When it's out of integrity where the performance sort of outshines the nuances, right? So you really watch because it's a really good story.
Mm.
You sort of don't worry so much about, you know,
the fact that they're gay people.
They're
in the
gay people, like, or the kid is Asian,
yes,
because
yes.
We're, I mean, I love what Modern Family has done, where we're able to see like a couple adopting a child and seeing them to be obviously genetically different, but knowing that they're a family.
Mm.
So this is, I think, a really a big step forward because they also make it very normal. It's not about like, oh, you're same sex. Mm. Oh, this is an Asian child. It's about, you know, we don't like you hanging out with that kid because that kid is different. You're a bully because you're just a bully.
Mm.
And, you know, a bully will point at whatever difference you have. You know, if you have, you know, short hair, they'll say you've got short hair.
Mm.
So I appreciated that about us. And it's also very funny because Veronica starts off as a Catholic school teacher. So there is a bit of a religious undertone there, but it really is very fascinating. I enjoyed it very much. It is running in theaters as we speak.
Okay. What is this?
Bonhoeffer. This is such an interesting story because this Bonhoeffer is set in Nazi Germany.
Yes.
So this is between the 1914 to 1918. This actually, he was hanged, and this is a story based on a real life story.
Yeah.
And he was hanged a month before Germany surrendered.
Mm.
So it is very interesting to see how he was a Dietrich, who was a pastor, but was very instrumental in an attempt on the life of Adolf Hitler.
Mm.
They tried to assassinate him.
Mm.
And what ensued from this was 5,000 people were murdered by Adolf Hitler after this assassination attempt. But you see this boy who's quite young, who travels the life of being a theologian, born as an aristocrat. So he comes from a very wealthy family. And he decides to go the one direction where he wants to be a theologian, and he ends up being instrumental as a spy for the English to infiltrate Nazi Germany. Absolutely fascinating. And after going down this rabbit hole, there is so much literature about this guy. He's one of the most fascinating people I've ever read about. And it reminded me of Oppenheimer, right?
Mm.
Remember we had the conversation around it. It was a little grotesque, a little vulgar.
Yes.
Here you see this very deep story about this boy who's very conflicted about the wrongs.
Yeah.
And my favorite line, Pamela, in the movie is where his black friend, after Dietrich is assaulted for standing up against Nazi Germany, his black friend says to him, hate comes in various colors. So it doesn't matter if you're white, you're still not protected from being hated because of who you are. So it was absolutely fascinating. It is in theaters as of tomorrow.
Fantastic. Spruchzucker.
Yes, Spruchzucker is my, you know, Showmax is doing my thing, right? Where
you're loving all of this,
you
eh?
know, because I'm not a fluent Afrikaans speaker, and so I'm really enjoying that. What Showmax is doing, what I always thought South African television would do, bring you great, compelling stories in a variety of languages, where you can see yourself, even if it isn't, you know, a story that you're familiar with. This one is a normal paranormal story that you could find anywhere. It can be, you know. So this young man, he is, when he turns 15, he starts realizing that he's able to see ghosts from his neighborhood, and his whole life story now is to banish these ghosts from his neighborhood. And he has an older friend friend, older by about 6 or 7 years. So he's 16 and this friend's about 22. And they almost like play off each other, where they help each other through this very complicated life of him dealing with this Ghostbuster lifestyle. But it's done entirely in Afrikaans. And this has also been pitted for, it's been submitted for the Academy Awards.
Really?
So, yeah. So there's a whole thing. So I'm very excited to see what happens with it. But it's so interesting because you really get to sort of deep dive in it. Mm. And the language becomes secondary.
It's not a thing.
Yeah. Mm. You start going, oh, that's what happened there. So it is in Showmax. It's coming out on the 5th of December. So please look out for it.
All right, so we go to the State Theatre now.
Yes. Yeah. So we're heading slightly north up the Yuske for a different version of A Streetcar Named Desire. So imagine if Jesus came back and you were sitting 4-4 in a taxi from Bree Street. You can just imagine what those stories would be.
That's so interesting.
So, you know, what the amazing thing about South Africans is that our theatre programs are really fun in that we're able... It reminded me of how when we started off in theatre when I was a youth, we had a rendition of Born in a Taxi, the song. And we were the world was turned upside down now, where we had all the black kids being very rich and all the white kids being very poor. And this one little poor white kid wants to play rugby, this very black man sport. So we turned everything around. And this is something similar, where we start seeing these stories being told around Jesus coming back. But they're all little bits of snuggets of this taxi journey that tell us little stories of people who they encounter on the way. And it's so fascinatingly clever because... It's part of the incubation program, so it's quite young as well. Mm. And the devices they use are breaking all stereotypes of it. You know, I'm an old Gibson Kinte sort of theatre practitioner, and this is absolutely amazing. Also very chaotic, you know, in a good way.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it. So it is running from the State Theatre. The run ends on Sunday.
This week,
please, please go out and check it out.
Thanks, Leroy. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.